The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's cheese.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Oh, fuck to the yeah. What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 50. Doing it live. Ooh, hold on. Time out, son. Time out. I just took a shot right before I went on mic. A mistake. Here we go. That's better. We're streaming live on Periscope and on Twitter at StonerJesus420. What's up, everybody? We do 2 hours every Sunday night. The first hour is streamed live and free on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. If you want the full 2 hour version of the show on video, come support the show on Patreon, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. You want to email the show, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, check out our group for the show, Disciples of Stoner Jesus. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Join the hardcore group of fans of the show. Of course, audio free, all the audio, always at StonerJesus.net. CannabisRadio.com. Also, one shot. I'm fucking lightweight. CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and it seems we're being updated again on iHeartRadio. So if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Stoner Jesus Show on there. Hell yeah. Seek and ye shall find. Fucking A, man. Is that something my mustache? No, white hair. God damn. Fucking, what's white hair? Jesus Christ. Fucking old, man. Cut that music. Oh, man. Quit playing that loud kids music in my head. God damn it. Anyway. God, we're fucking maxing out on the stream, son. With all this shit going on. Let me take that off. Maybe that'll help. It's just a little too much. A little too much to stream and record and get all the graphics going and everything. It's just fucking... We have to upgrade his goddamn computer again. Another reason for you to be a patron. Over at patreon.com/StonerJesus. 420, a lot of shit going on tonight. We're going to talk about new dances. You know, there's a fucking every once in a while there's a dance that goes viral. Apparently this new thing is to that Drake song. I'm not doing that. Although I will show, you know, the origins of it. And Will Smith apparently did it fucking in a hardcore way. And we'll talk about all that and the nature of viral videos in general. And then I'm going to create my own viral video, my own dance. I'm going to do my own fucking dance. I'm going to debut here tonight on the show live on Periscope for you motherfuckers. Give me the hearts on Periscope for the new fucking dance. We gotta make this shit viral. I need your help to make it viral. I posted another video earlier on Twitter and Instagram. Extorting people. That's not the right word. Inspiring people to help make this fucking thing, this video, viral. That viral shit. I got some music set up for it and all kinds of shit. It's gonna be great. Also, this date in Stoner history, we have and broad named Avery Edison. She's, the people I follow, many of them, like an enormous amount of them, have been mocking her on Twitter. But she does have her adherence to the dumb shit she says on Twitter. We'll talk about one area in particular. And there's a lot there. There's a lot there to cover. We're going to talk about one area in particular. Hour two, we have a train and a truck colliding. That's right. That's some dope shit. Also, a bunch of flies. No, it looks more exciting than I made it sound. Also, I will tell you the story of a very special kingpin. gangster, if you will. One of those, you know, entrepreneur motherfuckers. You know the kind of the time I'm talking about. Not like the guys, you know, in legitimate business. It's my entrepreneurs. I guess Kingpin was the best way to put it. Kingpin. It really conveys what I'm talking about. Kingpin. Now, viral dancing. That's right. Apparently there's this new viral dance called the Shiggy. Every once in a while, something will go viral on the internet. A dance, a challenge, whatever. Apparently it's kind of both. Like, you do the dance and it is the challenge, and what happens after that, I have no fucking idea, because I don't know why any of this shit becomes viral. If I did, I'd be making my own viral shit, which is what I'm going to attempt to do tonight. But first, some of you, maybe not as hip as I am, maybe not as plugged into the culture of what's going on, maybe you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Talking about the Shiggy, son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Backpack Kids got it down. He's busting a move to what's being called the Shiggy, aka the In My Feelings Challenge. Other people are getting in on the action. From singer Sierra.
Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
To This Is Us star Sterling K. Brown.
KB, do you love me?
And Giants player Odell Beckham Jr.
So basically, you see, it's got a bunch of celebrities doing it, and that's how shit goes viral these days, especially. So I'm going to see if I can get some celebrities to do my fucking little dance that I'm going to get to here in a moment. But more about the Shiggy.
So how did this social media craze get started? By this guy, Instagrammer Shiggy. The comedian was the first one to dance to Drake's new song, In My Feelings.
Kiki, do you love me?
And while it may seem hard, he's got some pointers.
It's easy, all right? It's 5 steps that you gotta hit. You gotta hit these 5 steps.
Step one is called the jerk.
This is all it is. That's all it is. That's what you gotta do. Step two is the heart. Okay? Is the heart.
Okay.
Hair. Step three, we driving now. We in a car.
Step four is the finger wave.
We driving now, we in a car.
Everybody can do this. Finger wave.
Step five
is to the side.
Now everyone's following.
It's to the side.
Including
to the side.
Do you love me? Are you riding?
Have you tried to do the Shiggy? For InsideEdition.com, this is Lee Shups. Who is?
The Periscope chat room Couscous says, I hate that song. That Drake song is fucking absolutely horrible. They say we're really watching this. Yes. I'm getting to something. I'm building up to something. It's very important. Apparently Will Smith did this. And did it in a crazy way. So watch a little bit of that. And then I'm going to show you a brand new dance that I invented. I'm going to do it on the show live for the first time tonight. Then I'm going to take that video. I'm going to cut it out. Put it on YouTube and shit. And it's going to be viral. And that's how we're going to get this show on the map. It's a viral dance that I'm going to do tonight. But first, here's Will Smith doing whatever the fuck he's doing. Fucking loud.
There's no way. It's
fucking loud, bro.
No way this is legal.
How are we going to get into there?
So anyway, you see there, he climbs all the way to the top of a fucking bridge to do this fucking dance. This kind of dedication. That's what I'm looking for. Dedication. This kind of dedication I need for my dance that I'm going to do. I need you all out here doing this dance, making the YouTube videos, doing dangerous climbs on fucking bridges for some goddamn reason. That's what I'm going to need from you. It's more of Will Smith.
From beside me, because I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me, because I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always.
I mean, it's pretty impressive as far as, like, you know, production work and shit. I mean, he's got a fucking drone and, like, mobile cameras and all kinds of shit. He's doing all kinds of weird... He's doing all kinds of weird fucking shit. How's he doing all that? I don't know. Wait, now it's time. And you watch me as I change the graphic in real time. Because I do everything on this show. Oh, I put the dance in quotes. Put the dance in quotes. There we go. That is how you make a viral video. Now after this becomes viral, I may not have time for you people. Couscous said I need a drone camera. Fucking A, I do. Man, that would be so dope. That's what this show would be. It would be a drone show. I see a drone floating in the air, filming the show. I want to do everything with a fucking drone. Anyway, the viral dance. I'm thinking to myself, like I said, if I become big and famous, rich and famous because of this viral thing, and you know, I'm trying not to leave anybody behind, but let's be honest, I probably will. I'll probably leave all of you behind. There's nothing I can do about that. It's, I don't know. It's inevitable. My fame. My rise to fame after this dance becomes viral. I'm going to take one more shot. A little Southern Comfort. Why tiny bottles of Southern Comfort? I don't know. Fucking is what it is, son. See, a little lubrication for the dance. I'm not normally a dancer. And I'll do anything for a viral fucking video. You're saying, Stern Jesus, what the fuck are you talking about? You've been building this shit up for like several minutes now. It's getting boring. It's getting old. It's getting fucking annoying. Let's get to it. Okay. Be so hostile. Chill the fuck out already. It's called the bong. My new dance is called the bong. That's right. The bong. After this, everything will change. The show's going to blow up. It's going to go viral. It's going to be nuts. So I expect you all to be sharing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Share this shit. Now, of course, I need music. Am I going to play that shitty Drake song? Fuck no. I have generic dance song from YouTube. Thank you. Generic dance song on YouTube for the background of this. And I don't want to be too loud. We're doing a viral video fucking live here on the air. It's got to be done right. That should be good. Okay. There we go. Okay. Steps are simple. Three steps. There's the bong, the joint, and then miscellaneous/freestyle. With the music build up, it was loud enough. It is loud enough. I think it's going to be too loud. Let me back it up a little bit. There we go. Yeah. You ready? You all ready to do the bong? Want to hear it? That's right. Do the bong. Do the bong. Do the bong. Do the bong. And with the joint. With the joint. Smoke the joint. Smoke the joint. Smoke the joint. Hopefully you're more in rhythm than I am when you're doing this. Do the bong. Do the bong. Do the bong. Do the bong. You really just get it. You got to have this arm. This hand's going to be like this. And you got to hold it like this. And get your mouth real fucking wide like this. And then light it. You got to light it. Hell yeah. The joint. Smoke the joint. Smoke the joint. Smoke the joint. And then you do freestyle miscellaneous. Maybe give it a little bit of this. Puppy dog paws. Give it puppy dog paws. And then go back to the bong. You get the bong. Light the bong. Light the bong. Light the bong. Light the bong. And then the joint. Smoke the joint. Smoke the joint. And then freestyle. Whatever you want to do. The Cabbage Patch, the robot, the running man, the sprinkler, the shit that backpack kid does. It doesn't matter. Puppy dog paws. Whatever you want to do. And that is how you make a motherfucking viral dance. Yeah. Yeah. Do the bong. Spread this shit far and wide. Do it. Go do it. I normally don't tell you what to do, but in this case I am. go fucking do it. Do the bong, spread the word, share the video. Viral, bitch! Stern Jesus Show, sternjesus.net. There you go. That's how you do it. The bong. And like I said, things are going to be different after this goes viral. There's really not much I can do about that. You know, I love you people, but you will be left behind. There's no doubt about it. I'm famous for my viral video, and everyone is doing the bong. It'd be incredible. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 50. We're doing it live on July 15th, 2018. We're on Periscope and Twitter at Stern Jesus Forward 20. We do the first hour of the show live every Sunday night on Periscope and Twitter. Support the show, become a patron, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Hell yeah. Fremlin Slayer in the chat on Periscope, one of the OGs. When I'm talking OGs, I'm talking 2011, 2012. That kind of OG. Fremlin Slayer in the house. We have this date in Stoner history coming up after the break. And then we have whoever the fuck this Avery Edison is, bitch is. We'll figure it out and find out. We're going to do all of that coming up on the Stoner Jesus Show. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on StonerJesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on StonerJesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time. Go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on StonerJesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, CoreLore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com. CoreLore420.com, or simply click that CoreLore banner on StonerJesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out CoreLore. Click that CoreLore banner on StonerJesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code StonerJesus10. That's all one word, StonerJesus and the number 10, for 10% off of any purchase at CoreLore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on StonerJesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out CoreLore and their banner on StonerJesus.net. And make sure you use promo code StonerJesus10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Shit's bumping. Shit is bumping. Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 50. This is Hour 1. Every Sunday night, we do Hour 1 live on Periscope and Twitter at Stoner Jesus 420. It's a 2-hour show. However, if you want the full 2 hours on video, become a patron on patreon.com/StonerJesus420. It'd be awesome if you did that. Come on, support the show. Get every chapter and verse episode of the show on video. Full video glory. By the way, next week is going to be our last show of Chapter 1, because July 23rd is the 1-year anniversary of when we started doing the show on video. Of course, I've been podcasting since 2006. We've been doing the show on StonerJesus.net since 2011. Posting podcasts there is what I mean. And, there's been a lot. This happened over the years, and the show has evolved over the years, and one of the things I said I would never do was do a video show, and here I am about to celebrate my 1-year anniversary of doing video shows. Get all the chapter and verse videos on Patreon, all 50 now, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Of course, you can get the audio for free, as always, of both hours at StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and iTunes. Go check all that shit out. Awesome. All my social media is linked there, stonerjesus.net, past episodes, the Stoner Bible, all our sponsor banners, all of it, stonerjesus.net. So after that, we'll go to chapter 2, kind of like seasons, but chapters and verses. You get it. You get the bit. You know what's going on here, right? Okay. So it becomes chapter 2, verse 1, chapter 2, verse 2, and so on until we go through another year, and then it becomes chapter 3. You know how chapters and verses work? You know how seasons work? When it comes to like television shows and shit, made up shit that goes on the internet, you know about all that shit. Anyway, so July 15th, 2018, as we record this, so I feel like I ranted a little bit too much. That's fine. Doesn't matter. Now something very important is going to happen in Hour 1. Welcome everybody, by the way, on Periscope, on Twitter, at StonerJesus420. Thank you. Give the hearts. I don't know what they do ultimately, but it feels good. It feels good seeing little hearts go up. So I'll do a better show if I see hearts. Let's face it. This right here is probably going to have more of an influence on the show than the hearts. But the hearts will be in there somewhere. You know, it's something, at least. Anyway, it's time now for this date in Stoner history. I got some music for this. It's some good music. Hopefully. I'm really building shit up tonight. Hell yeah. This date in Stoner history. For this date in Stoner history, we're going back to the 80s. We're going back to 1984. Yeah, that's right. You like that generic 80s rock music? Because I can't really get the copyrights for anything? Yeah, that's right. You know you like it. Anyway, we're going back to 1984. We're going to an outdoor barbecue. It's summer. It's July 1984. Big backyard barbecue. A bunch of couples come over to the backyard of Robert Ducharme. Robert Ducharme has a nice house there in Texas. It's all good. He's got a hot wife. He still likes banging. It's great. Fucking white picket fence. Kids are off doing some bullshit he don't care about because he's about to get his fucking grub on. So you need to be the fuck out of the way. Back that music off a little bit. Sounds loud. So anyway, the men retire. Smell the grill out, but it doesn't matter. The men retire to Robert's den to smoke some joints. Yeah, I said some joints, some doobies, some doobage. And to smoke some doobies, he left the women folk to grill. Now, Robert knows his wife sucks at grilling, but he doesn't give a shit. He wants to get fucking blazed. The kids are always around. He can't fucking smoke. They're finally gone for once. He wants to smoke, eat, and bang his hot wife. That's what he wants to do today. So Robert retires with the menfolk to his den, and they blaze a couple doobies. They get fucking baked. Blazed out of their gourds, as they said in 1984. No. What happened after that? Well, they got fucking hungry. Say the broads, this is what women were called back then, broads, are cooking the steaks and the hamburgers and whatnot out on the grill. I bet they fucked it up. Let's go see. Robert and the men, they get back out on the back patio. They see that indeed the women folk have fucked up the grilling. His wife sucks at grilling. Everything is fucking burnt. It's burnt beyond recognition. It's foobar. It is motherfucking foobar. The steaks are foobar. The fucking hamburgers are foobar. The bratwursts are foobar. The sausages, the fucking corn on the cob and wrapped up in little fucking foil. It's all fucking charred. But you know what? As I said, Robert was fucking baked. The other guys were baked. And they ate that shitty burnt food. And it was some of the best food they had ever tasted. This is a milestone in Stoner history. That's why I talk about it on this day in Stoner history. The milestone is that Robert and his bros became the first guys to get so fucking blazed they could eat totally charred fucking grill food that the broads fucked up and burned. I think it was the greatest thing they ever tasted. Nah. That's how you do this day in Stoner history. Fuck yeah. Oh, and right at the end of the song, too. Holy shit! You'll never see a more perfectly executed This Day in Stoner History than you just witnessed, motherfucker. You're welcome. I'm going to think a combination of things that brought this about. It was the fucking dope shit. It would have been even better if I remembered to take the graphic off right after the song ended. Oh! But I didn't. That's okay. That's not taken away from my accomplishment. 3 minutes and 13 seconds what that song was. I killed that story in 3 minutes and 13 seconds. That is the shit. And that is this day in Stoner history. Now coming up, we have something a little more serious. Probably take a couple more shots and be less serious. Somebody on Twitter, verified on Twitter, but again, I mean, does that really mean anything? I'm not verified. A lot of people know me. I've had hundreds of millions of impressions on my Twitter account. More than likely, I haven't added it up. They only give you really, like, you know, recently, like month per month. I could go add it up, I guess, but no. It's a lot. It's a lot of shit to do. In any case, I've seen people with like 2,000 followers or verified. It's not a big fucking deal. Friend of the Slayer said 1884 was the best year in history. It certainly wasn't that fucking barbecue day. Robert and his buddies bite into the big fucking hard chunks of meat. Black, like a fucking, like this fucking hat. Not the black part, obviously. Just fucking charred. By the way, if you want this hat, makecannabisgreatagain.com. Go get it. Part of the proceeds from the Marijuana Times goes to, marijuana legalization efforts, groups, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So coming up, we're going to talk about this broad. on Twitter. Like I said, one specific area. And it's kind of, it's just weird to me. I have a lot of thoughts about how weird it is that social media has created what it's created. And, you know, and it's led to shit like Trump being president on down to the fucking, you know, weird people getting some kind of influence in certain pockets. And it's just fucking incredible. It's probably getting out of hand. Who knows? And certainly, look at me. I'm just some dickhead. I'm doing a video show. 10 years ago, all of this was unthinkable. Absolutely unthinkable. 17 years ago, I was struggling to get 2 or 3 minutes of audio onto the internet. In 2001, with a fucking dial-up modem, it sucked. It sucked. We wanted to do a radio show back then, but, you know, we couldn't do it. We couldn't get the audio uploaded. It took hours. Hours for 2 or 3 minutes of audio. It was horrible. Anyway, look at me now. Streaming fucking video. It's crazy. Crazy shit. Anyway, all that ties in the next segment. In an hour or two, we got a train and a truck colliding. Again, if you want a video of hour two, you have to be a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Flies. Again, it's an interesting video. You want to check it out if you haven't seen it already. And a new kind of kingpin. Also, a classic interview with Eva Lovia. She's an adult film star. At the time, they were trying to raise money to go fucking space or something like that. Film a sex scene in space. So I talked to her about that, among other things. All that's coming up. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 50. This is Hour 1. Go to stonerjesus.net for all information on the show. And we... Hold on, let me make sure I got the right thing here. There we go. We... It's a lot going on, man. I'm still getting the hang of it. 50 fucking shows in and doing this video bullshit. I'm still getting the fucking hang of it. We'll be back, bitch holes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa, they have indica, everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out, Cannabis Seeds USA.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Fuber way.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, "Man, I'm really one toke over the line." And I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh. Sitting downtown in a railway
station, one toke over the line. It's time to Hemp Present, only on Cannabis Radio.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Hell yeah. What up, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 50, Hour 1. Welcome back, everybody. Of course, we're streaming Hour 1, as we do every Sunday night, at Stoner Jesus 420 on Twitter and Periscope. With the full 2 hours on video, as always, of the show, become a patron on patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Find us there, support the show, all that the important stuff, all the important work that we do here on the show. It's very important, the shit we got going on here, in ways that you will only be illuminated to you in the future. That is what is going on. Now, a favorite thing we do in the show is mocking people. I don't give a fuck what nationality, race, ethnicity, whatever. Whatever you are, you will be mocked. I don't give a shit. You don't like it? Fuck off. Tonight, we're mocking this person, Avery Edison. You may be saying to yourself, who the fuck is Avery Edison? That's what I said to myself until she started showing up dozens and dozens of times in my Twitter feed. Now, the people in my Twitter feed who were posting this person up, they're mocking her as well. Look at the fucking, look, I fucked up that graphic. Look at that. Capital H. Hold on. Hold on. Quick graphic change. There we go. That's better. Avery Edison. Apparently she's a checkmark person on Twitter. As I say, that's not a big deal. But if you read these tweets, especially I'm going to talk about, I said we're going to focus on one area of all that she has got going on. There's a lot of people in the comments who agree with her. And the reason is fairly obvious. We check out this first tweet. Let me get the show logo off there. Remember, babes. As people who follow her on Twitter, she calls babes. I don't know. There's nothing moral about work, and you, and this is a typo, but I'm not going to focus on the typo. And you have, you are have, but it's, you know, she meant to say you have. You have basic human rights to food, water, shelter, and health care, among other things, whether or not you work. And there's obvious problems with this line of thinking. First of all, you have rights to food. We'll start with food. Who's going to grow the food? Presumably, people have to grow the food that everybody has a right to. They have to grow it. They have to process it. They have to make it into food, whatever. You know, the whole fucking massive industry around food, just in this country alone. People have to work to do that. You're demanding a right to food. You're demanding people make food. You have a right to it. That's why people have to have food. Water. People have to get you the water. Somebody has to work to get you the water. You can't just go down to the goddamn river and drink the water. It has to be cleaned. It has to be brought to your house. All of that bullshit. Somebody's got to work to do that. Shelter. Somebody's got to work to build the shelters. Healthcare. Holy shit. You know how much goes into healthcare? Do you have any fucking idea how much goes into healthcare, from the fucking janitor that cleans the hospital floors and keeps everything sanitary to the fucking top heart surgeons in the country? And the years and years of school and training you have to go through to do these things. All those fucking things are work. They're work. And if you demand a right to all these things and you're demanding that people work, so your tweet is fucking dumb. You fucking dummy. It's stupid. You don't have to work, but you have a right to all these things, which requires millions and millions of people to work. To be fair, I'm just going to take that out of context. She further qualified what she said, or clarified. She said, why never work? Our planet is rich enough with resources that everyone on it could be kept nourished, sheltered, and healthy with only a small amount of labor from each person. Labor of not nearly enough suffering and sacrifice to count as what we currently define as work. Holy shit. Holy shit. There is so much wrong. She fits so much wrong in one fucking tweet. It's amazing. Let's take this first one. Our planet is rich enough with resources that everyone on it can be kept nourished, sheltered, and healthy. First of all, that's not true. That's not true. The only reason it might be true is because people work to make it all possible and to build all of these things. But we're still not to a point where we can do that. All of these are scarce resources. These are finite resources. Wood for shelter is a finite fucking resource that we use up. All these are scarce resources. None of these resources are unlimited. In any case, where the fuck is the proof of this? Where is any kind of statistics to back this up? It's a nonsense statement. Oh, our planet is rich enough with resources that everyone can have everything they ever wanted. Every fucking person forever and ever can have everything they've ever wanted. We've got that much. What's the fuck? What do you have to back that up? Zero. Zero. And this is even better. We can do all this with only a small amount of labor from each person. Well, first of all, that's work. He tries to, you know, backtrack and say, well, not really work as we find it today. Each person will be doing a little bit. Well, who does what? How long do they do it? Who's going to do this thing while the other person does this thing? Small amount of labor from each person. What if that person can't do any small amount of labor? What happens to them? The other people have to do more labor because they can't do enough labor? How much is enough? How much is enough to give us everything we need? How much? And who makes all of these decisions? That's the fucking point. The person who's going to make all these decisions is going to end up being the dictator or whatever. And it's going to allot each person how much they have to work and where they have to work. We've tried that. It's called communism. It doesn't fucking work. A small amount of people cannot begin to understand the complexity of an economic system and plan it and tell it what it's going to do. That's horse shit. This is fucking ignorance of economics on a colossal goddamn scale. Nonsensical bullshit. And you may say to yourself, well, what's, you know, you're bringing attention to this person. Yeah, I am. Because she's getting a lot of attention on her Twitter. She got a lot of people in the comments agreeing with her, which, as I said, is fucking obvious. Why? Yeah, don't work. Don't fucking work. Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. Don't work. I'll have everything I need, and I don't have to work. I have to do anything or a small amount of labor that would be determined by someone else. And what labor I do and where I do the labor, that will all be taken care of by someone that will tell me what to do and when to do it. Fucking dumb. Dumb fucking bullshit. So who is this person? This person, that's her Twitter. She's a comedian, according to her bio, a queen of nuance. You can support her on Patreon or buy naked pics of her for $10. And she is trans, which she has other stuff about trans people on there. I'm not going to get into that because I don't even fucking care. I don't give a shit what she does in her life. I care that people like this form little pockets of influence on the internet. And unless we take the time to fucking point out this bullshit, then their influence gets to be too big. That's how you do it. You fight ideas. You don't shut people down. You don't take away their right to speak. You don't thwart them. You take apart their ideas, the fundamental building blocks of what they're fucking saying. That's what you do. That's free speech, motherfucker. Yeah. Everybody's got dumb fucking economic opinions. It all stems from the belief that you can just make the economy do whatever it is you want it to do. And that's it. That's all you have to do. Just plug in some fucking numbers and bam, we have everything we've ever wanted with little bit of work. Small amount, in quotes. I put it in quotes. She didn't put it in quotes. She says small amount. See, all this figured out. This intricate fucking plan that where nobody's going to have to work. And if they do, it's going to be a small amount of work. No, it's dumb. Fucking Jesus Christ. Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? Anyway, thanks everybody for checking out the show. Thanks everybody for checking out the live stream. If you want to see hour two on video, the only way you can do that is to become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Audio, of course, of both hours are stonerjesus.net. Just every fucking Sunday night, man, we're here on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420. And come check us out. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net, all of the social media networks, the recent audio, all of that shit is at stonerjesus.net. Sponsor banners, go support our sponsors. They support us. So go support them. Don't forget to check me out on Cannabis News and MarijuanaTimes.org 5 days a week. Cannabis News, the Marijuana Times, MarijuanaTimes.org. Go check that shit out. That's hour one. We're going to hour two. Go find hour two wherever you're listening to this or watching this. StonerJesus.net, Stitcher, iTunes, CannabisRadio.com. And then we'll be back on iHeartRadio. The feed on there is getting updated with podcasts, so go check that shit out as well on iHeartRadio. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Like I said, keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. We'll see you next time. And as always, peace, bitches. We'll be right back.